Washington Senate Republicans are taking aim at organized labor. They've scheduled a series of public hearings beginning Monday on measures designed to reduce the influence of labor unions. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview.
One of the proposed bills would prohibit unions that collectively bargain with the governor's office from making political contributions to gubernatorial candidates. Sponsor Dino Rossi says it's about eliminating any appearance of corruption. On Wednesday, Senate Republicans will hold a public hearing on a so-called right-to-work bill to make union membership and dues not compulsory. Nationally, the right-to-work movement has momentum in Republican states like Kentucky and most recently Missouri. This is from KSDK-TV in St. Louis.
After years of trying to pass right-to-work legislation through Jeff City, a Republican supermajority finally has what it needed, a Republican in the governor's mansion.
In Washington, Democrats still control the state house and the governor's office. They are sure to block efforts to reduce the power of unions. A spokesman for the state's largest public employee union says Republicans here want to make Washington like Wisconsin, where in 2011, Republican Governor Scott Walker rolled back collective bargaining for public employees. Wisconsin also later became a right-to-work state. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.